Japanese people know the cost of war. Their country has seen war from the perspective of both the victor and the vanquished. The upcoming Bridge of Peace Festival in the Huaikoei has a broad-based celebration of Japanese culture that asks us to rededicate ourselves to the cost of peace and to keep the memory of Hiroshima alive. Nicole Sakurai of the Happiness Planting Center is on the line to tell us more. Good morning, Nicole.
Hi, good morning.
This is, for the most part, this is a festival, but it's also, it's important to have a Hiroshima memorial as part of this, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Following President Obama's historical visit to Hiroshima, Japan.
Yes.
So we thought it's going to be a wonderful opportunity to share exhibits to Hiroshima from Hiroshima Peace Memorial Museum, all the art poster materials coming to the Kauai. So I made a connection with Hiroshima Peace Memorial Museum. So community people be able to see a same material from Hiroshima as well.
Nicole, what's your impression of how the people of Japan reacted to the president's visit?
Oh, we are so happy, the Japanese people. And many people are tears and felt so warm feeling, especially when we were listening, his speech was so wonderful, extended to not only Japanese, and I believe all the people in the world.
Well, so it really did have an impact, yeah?
Yes, very positive impact, yes.
How do you carry that kind of feeling forward? I mean, it's, you know, obviously it's a shared goal of all the peoples of the world, but how are we going to get there?
How are we going to get there? It's like many people, I believe, know about atomic bomb, but not exactly understanding what's happening in Japan back then.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's not much opportunity we had sharing the feelings. So last year, I had seen an exhibit, partial exhibit at Kauai, actually, at the Veterans Center.
Uh-huh.
And I met many Kauai people had more compassion about war and atomic bomb and our history. So I thought it's going to be a great time for we can more open raise awareness.
Sure.
At the community level, yes.
At the same time, you also have at your upcoming festival a great many different ways of celebrating Japan's culture in other ways, yeah?
Yes. So we have many entertainment and also Japanese food and game. And so I thought not just presenting art and entertainment. So I thought we can connect everything and also bringing more education opportunity to people as well. So we have Japanese green tea ceremony from 11 and 1, and also mochi pounding from 10:30, and we have a taiko drum singing, and more like a hula dance from noon. So it's from 9 to 3 p.m., we have whole great packages.
Nicole, for you, the Happiness Planting Center is year-round, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
What is it that you do there?
What I do up there?
Well, what does the center do?
Center, we offer meditation and anger management, and also we offer class, like a flower arrangement and healing seminar, Reiki. So we all are helping people needed and connected from yours to the elder. So this is about Happiness Planting Center. Yes.
How many people come through your center over the course of a year, do you think?
From a small class to the big event. So last year, we had over 100 people for the event. And daily classes, about 15, the small class to the medium class. It depends on what kind of class we offer.
Sure. But you're having an impact on your community is what it sounds like.
Oh, yes. And, yeah, you know, we met many people who love Japanese culture.
Uh-huh.
And also, I like to share Hawaiian culture because we have visitors coming too. So next week, we have a fla dancer. She's very famous and loads working tables. So she's going to offer a beautiful fla dance and music.
Well, Nicole, I wish you luck with the festival, and I hope you get more people every year. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Please come to join us. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Nicole Sakurai is an organizer of the Bridge of Peace Festival, fifth happiness planting Japanese cultural event on June 18th from 9 till 3 p.m. in Lihue at the Happiness Planting Center behind Eisenberg Park. You can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.